The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Jeremy Skillington, CEO of Poolbeg Pharma. POLB is ticker there. Jeremy, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Justin. Good to be speaking with you again.
Yes, and look at this. Not one, but two. Count them. Two US patents granted for Pulp 001 and 002. That's good news. So, first of all, before we do this, just give us a quick reminder, because the share price is rallying nicely on this. And when that happens, you tend to find more people pay attention to the business. Oh, hang on, look at that. So if people are listening right now and thinking, why is the share price rising? Just explain, summarise what Poolbeg Pharma is all about, Jeremy, if you could.
Yes, of course. Yeah. So Poolbeg, we're an infectious disease-focused biotech company. We're a clinical stage. We're capital light. We invest in early stages of the clinical studies for infectious diseases to get human data. And then we partner with pharma. So we don't spend heavily on the later clinical trials and commercialization. We leave that to the experts that are pharma. But we're building a very nice pipeline of products now in the infectious disease space that we'll ultimately, as I say, partner with pharma to take forward.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's talk about this. Two US patents for Pulp 001 and 2, so it's good news. So let's break it down. Let's go with POLB 001, news. Tell us about that, if you could, for the first one.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this is our lead program about to enter the clinic in the next few weeks. That's clinical trials to be initiated. This is a small molecule immunomodulator for severe influenza. And yes, we've got US granted patents to protect a target called P38. So it's called a P38 inhibitor. P38s drive that kind of immune response, the overactive immune response that can cause severe influenza, cytokine storm, as we spoke about it before. So we've got a patent that covers not just our molecule, but other P38 inhibitors for the treatment or prevention of severe influenza. So again, an important milestone for the company. As I say, just puts us on firm footing. I've said before that what makes this biotech pharmaceutical industry tick is data and intellectual property. So having the IP part of that cornered now, as it were, we're very excited about that. So that, as I say, kind of secures our lead program from an IP standpoint in the US. And of course, where we're filing broadly from there as well. We've got across Europe and across the rest of the world. We're being very active on our IP filings.
Yeah, well, so the share price is working well here under this news. So tell us about POLB2 as well, if you could.
Yeah, so 002 is our next program in the pipeline. This is a program we in-licensed from the University of Warwick. This is an RNA-based immunotherapy for respiratory viral infections. So this kind of goes beyond influenza, kind of goes to others like RSV and even SARS-CoV-2, coronavirus. So it has the potential to treat those conditions as well. So the patent granted in the US was the identification of this defective interfering RNA-based influenza virus. So essentially what happens is this virus, you can administer to a patient, as I say, both prophylactically before they get infected or therapeutically after they get infected. And what it does then, it interferes with the replication of the influenza virus itself, so it kind of blunts that replication and kind of slows down the disease. Or alternatively, it actually activates the nasal cells, warning it as there's an infection, and it kind of responds accordingly from an immune system standpoint. So a very interesting program, again, moving that forward. So good to have, as I say, intellectual property protection of that program.
Yeah, and it's worth mentioning, I suppose, because when people think of sort of clinical stage or preclinical stage, pharma companies think, a lot of spend is going to have to go into that. But yours is a different kind of model. It's capital light. Explain that, if you could, because that's very important for people to differentiate between yours and others.
Yeah,
models.
It's a great question. I mean, I won't say it's unique, but it's very relevant to infectious diseases, because you can actually run challenge studies. You can actually activate people's immune responses, whether with a virus or in their next study it's with a bacterial fragment, and you can run these studies very quickly. You get a wealth of data that actually generates that proof of mechanism, the proof of concept for your drug. So you'll get early human data, which again is what pharma craves to do a deal, and we're a deal making company. To do a deal, pharma really wants to see human clinical data, and that's what we'll do. So it's capital light, and that these trials don't cost too much. They're actually quite quick. And, you know, we have a wealth of data very, very quickly. So that's what we'll do. And again, partnering with pharma is the key thing here. So we'll generate significant revenues from that partnerships with pharma.
Yeah, okay. And if you could, Jeremy, three reasons now why someone has hit that follow button and add Pullbeg Pharma to their watch list, please.
I will indeed. I mean, only three. I mean, there's so many, but... But from the first off, infectious diseases, as we've all lived through the last few years, we know now that we've understood a lot about the COVID-19 pandemic, and that can be applied to other infectious diseases. And that's what Pullbeg are doing. I think from an investment standpoint, you're right. We're kind of rallying, because the key thing with Pullbeg is that we had stated objectives when we IPO'd 10 months ago, and we've hit all those milestones. And I think we're just being very focused. These are turbulent waters, turbulent times. But as you saw, the rally there today was great to see. And I think there's confidence in our strategy. And then I think the third part is the management team and the execution. I think we have a terrific team here who, you know, sees what needs to be done and just we go do it. I think that, as I say, we're laser focused, pushing forward with the programs, and we generate significant value for Pullbeg and our shareholders in today and not too distant future.
Yeah, absolutely marvelous stuff, Jeremy. Good to chat to you, and no doubt we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Wonderful, Justin. Thank you too.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.